Federally Managed Lands, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Livestock producers and those in the livestock sector, like Caitlin Glover of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, realize the public at large may not understand the significance of federal lands to their operations.
Federally managed lands are incredibly important to a number of Western operations, whether you're talking about cattle or sheep production.
Or, because of federal ownership, the number of regulations livestock producers must operate under on federal lands via multiple use permits.
Cattle producers, sheep producers do have to abide by not only the conditions of their permit, and they pay for the ability to access those landscapes, but they also abide by a number of federal regulations. Whether you're talking about the Federal Land Management and Policy Act, or the National Forest Management Act, or the National Environmental Policy Act, or any number of other federal rules and regulations, this is a pretty stringently managed program, but it's managed for the benefit of the landscape.
Yet Glover notes that ranchers with these permits to graze on federal lands and the livestock with access to such acreage play a significant role in land management.
Ranchers do engage, and they are sort of the front lines of the management of some of these areas when they put their cattle or their sheep out on these landscapes in those allotted numbers that are managed by the federal government, determined by the federal government. But really, what you see is this really cooperative relationship between ranchers and between federal authorities.
Cooperation is the key. Produced by the Ag Information Network.